Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. It's Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I am coming to you once again, grateful for the opportunity that the Lord has given me to give the Word of God unto you. I want to welcome all of you from all parts of the world that is listening to this broadcast. Welcome in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. This broadcast is a 30-minute broadcast because it's going to be devoted mostly to prayer, praying for an upcoming lesson that I'll be doing at 7 o'clock. It's a continuation of adultery, the series on adultery. And the Lord put this on my heart to pray before I go into the lesson at 7 o'clock. So, hey, pray along with me as we pray in Jesus' name to prepare to receive the Word of God, the message, the Lord Jesus Christ at 7 o'clock p.m. So wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me at this hour as we begin to pray. And it is vitally important because Jesus said in Luke 18:1, as he was teaching, he said, the men ought to always pray and not faint. So we are called to have a consistent prayer life. He's not talking about it every now and then prayer, but he wants us to be consistent every day in prayer, consistent in season, out of season, or consistent when not only the sun is shining, but when it is raining. So right now, we're going to get ready to pray, and I just pray that all of you who are listening or wherever you may be at, now some of you may be driving, of course, you know, you can pray with your eyes open. I wouldn't advise you to be driving and praying with your eyes closed. But if any of you that got the opportunity that is listening to me now, why don't you pray with me and let us come together in prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this day, you have given us another opportunity to assemble together. And Lord, at this broadcast here, Lord God, you know that it's devoted to prayer, that we are praying to be prepared for the message at 7 o'clock p.m., and Lord God, that your spirit will be moving as the message go forward. I pray, Lord, for everyone who would tune in at that hour, at the time of the giving of the message, that whenever they get on the page or when they listen to the broadcast, that they would sense the spirit of the living God. And I pray that through the message that you would cause many that will listen to confess and repent, that they may turn away from adultery, that they may turn unto the way of holiness. I pray that in the broadcast, those who was contemplating committing such an act will be turned away from it by the hearing of your word. I pray for those who have suffered the act of being committed against them to be healed from the wound that is planted within them. I pray that they will be restored in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that they will be healed emotionally, that they will be healed mentally from such an act that was committed against them. I pray for those who are committing the act, and maybe they went through something when they was young, and maybe they suffered some type of abuse. I pray that through the message tonight, that you will bring them to the realization that they need deliverance, that they may step up to the plate and accept deliverance and be delivered, that they will not go back into committing such acts again. Pray that you would open their eyes and let them see that such acts of adultery brings consequences. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I pray that through the message that you would show them that it is your love that is being extended to them. The Lord God, that your grace and mercy have kept them thus far. Even though for those of them that have been doing it, and it seems as though nothing has happened to them yet, I pray that you will open their eyes to the consequence that lies ahead because of the seed that they're sowing. they may perhaps, Lord, repent, turn away once again from such an act, that they may turn unto the way of holiness. I pray today, Lord God, that everyone who is contemplating joining together as man and wife will be counseled in the Lord through your servants, whomsoever you choose, and by your Spirit. Father, I pray, Lord God, that those who are seeking a mate, that you would teach them how to learn to turn to you and to go by the steps that you lay before them, receiving their mate. I pray that those who are honestly looking for a mate, and when Satan has a plan to put them in bondage, that you will open their eyes that they may see, that they would not fall into the traps of the enemy. I pray for husbands who Satan is trying to set up to fall into the trap of adultery, that their eyes will be opened like you did the servant of Elisha, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the wives whom Satan is trying to set a trap to catch them, to cause them to go into adultery, that their eyes will be opened in the name of Jesus, that they may see the enemy and rebuke them, and exercise the authority you have given them in Christ Jesus against them. Destroy, break his yoke in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And Lord, let that broadcast at 7 o'clock be filled with your anointing. And Father, let that broadcast be filled with the power of your Spirit. And Lord, don't let anything evil try to penetrate the broadcast, but I pray to you will fill it so much with your Spirit that nothing evil would dare even try to come on it. In the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will word my mouth on the broadcast to bring nothing but glory and honor unto you. Lord God, that you may be lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you would not let me do any of this under my own way, but by the leading of your Spirit. So, Lord, whatever way you have me to go during that broadcast, help me, Lord, to let it be. Help me to submit to your Spirit, power, and the workings of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the presence of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Pour out your revelation, Lord, during the broadcast. Some, Lord God, doing particular things in ignorance. Father, I pray through the broadcast that you will reveal to them by your Spirit. Let the revelation unfold unto them like a folder. And Lord God, let their eyes be open to see what they have not seen before. In Jesus' name. I pray for marriages that have been damaged by the adultery. I pray for healing, reconciliation. I pray for deliverance. And Father, we know that some things may not come out like that. And it's not because you fail, but it's dealing with the hearts of men. And if that be the case with some, I pray that hate and bitterness would not fill the heart of those that who was trespassed against. I pray that they still be able to walk in forgiveness and go on in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray that on the broadcast that those who have not been studying your word, that through the broadcast it will move them to study, that it will move them to seek your face, to desire to know more of your word, to come to you, Lord God, that you may teach them by the Holy Ghost. I pray that they would develop such a hunger for your word day by day, that they would constantly be in the word of God. And I pray, Lord God, that they would exercise the faith in their studying of your word, and Lord God, that they may reap the benefits that come through your spirit. I pray today, Lord God, that they would seek you even the more in prayer, in Jesus' name, to have that connection with you during these trying times. I pray for them. I pray for the ones who are going through the test of having an unfaithful spouse, tempting them to overcome in Jesus' name. And to that unfaithful spouse, awaken him, awaken her. Shake him, Lord God. Shake him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the living God. You're so worthy, Lord, to be praised and to be glorified in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for the mother, the single mother who, during this time of the coronavirus, who have been laid off and need finances to feed her children. I pray for a supernatural move that you will bless the finances to come to her. I pray that her joy will be full to the overflow. And Lord God, that she will return just like the one out of the 10 lepers to give you praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that dad, that husband, who have just been laid off. And Lord God, they have the bills and they need money to keep food in the house, whose heart is heavy, Lord God. And he has prayed to you. And even though he have not seen a manifestation yet, Lord God, I pray that you would give him such an assurance in his spirit to let him know that you've heard him. Let him know, Lord, that you shall answer him. Let him know, Lord, that you will not let him and his family go down. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I bind every operation of Satan operating against the people of God today, trying to hinder the finances during this hour. I bind every demon and every devil Satan has sent out to cause this hindrance. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose and let go. In Jesus' name, let it go right now. Turn it loose right now. Hallelujah, glory. Turn loose of the finances now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebukes you and I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Turn it loose. Go now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing fall and destroy the yoke of the enemy. Destroy the hindrance of the adversary from the finances of your people. Father, in this time, Lord God, when things seem to be tight, you know a way, Lord God, that for those who depend upon you can get what they need. Unfold that way unto those who are crying out to you at this hour, who are saying, Lord, show us the way. Lord, we are in need. Show your hand, Lord God. For you you are God. And you said, besides you, there is no other. You said to Israel in the word that I have girded thee. And you're saying it to the spiritual Israel today. You have girded us, Lord. You girded us, Father, like a belt, for us from falling. In the name of Jesus. At the time, Lord God, that Satan had set traps, Lord God, it was you that kept us. It was you that revealed to us the plan of Satan. And we want to thank you today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being God. Thank you for being the ruler. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I sense your spirit bearing witness to me that you have done this thing in the name of Jesus. For those that are crying out for help, Lord God, there are some who've been committing adultery and they say, I can't help myself. I don't know how to stop. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would bring the solution to them. Whether it's through the broadcast, Lord God, or whether you have your servants to go to them, or whether you straightway tell them yourself, whatever way you choose, Lord, bring the solution to them. Let them know that you are the answer, Lord God. Let them know that there's no greater answer than thee. Let them know that no matter what psychologists and all that say, you are still the overall answer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Halabashi. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Cause your joy to fill your people at this hour, that it may be to the overflowing, God. In the name of Jesus. All that your people stand in need of at this hour, cause it to come forth, Lord. Cause it to come forth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cause it to come forth, Lord. Lord, your people are crying out to you. And you told us to do this, Lord. And you said in your word that your word would not return unto you void. And you told us that you're not a man that you shall lie. Lord God, your people are waiting on you, Lord God. They're waiting on you to show your hand, Lord. They're waiting on you to manifest what you promised. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory. Lord God, make the devil mad once again. Bring forth the manifestation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Deliver those who people say cannot be delivered. There are those who say once a murderer, always a murderer. There are those that say once an adulterer, always an adulterer. There are those who say once an adulteress is always an adulteress. Prove them wrong, Lord God. Deliver the adulterer. Deliver the adulteress. That they may be saved by the power of the Spirit of God. And cause the men, words of men to be confounded. In the name of Jesus, because who passed such a judgment? And try to make power of God is weak. But Lord God, your power is not weak. Your power is the strongest than any other power that exists. Lord God, I just call on you today in the name of thy precious son, Jesus Christ, to show your divine power. Therefore, I consecrate the broadcast upcoming to you. Once again, Lord, fill it with your spirit. Fill it with your power. Let everyone that hears sense the presence of the Holy Ghost. And if any call in, Lord God, let them sense the presence of your spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Olabashata, glory. Hallelujah. I sense the presence of your spirit. It gives me the assurance that everything will be all right. Hallelujah. That we will commit it to you, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to commit it to you. Help us. Teach us how to commit it to you. Teach us how to give it to you, Lord God. Some of us don't know how to release it to you. Some of us don't know how to give it to you, Lord God, but teach us how to release it and give it to you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know that this hour and this time of this coronavirus has exposed some things about the body. And I pray that the thing that exposed that the body of Christ as a whole would see this thing and get back on track, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your power be seen through them, to show the world your power never fails. In the name of Jesus, to show the world that you are all powerful, to show the world where true deliverance lies. In the name of Jesus, to show the world that you are the answer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank the Lord Jesus for the opportunity to pray. As I said before, the Lord had moved upon me, okay, gave this to me yesterday to have this 30-minute devoted broadcast to play mainly to prayer, to pray before we go into the message at 7 o'clock. Because prayer helps break up the ground, the hearts of men, to get them prepared and ready, that the Spirit of the Lord may go and touch them in Jesus' name. God is calling for that at this hour. He's calling for his people to pray. To pray before you go and do that particular thing. To pray before you go to that particular place. To pray. And for the most part, we have gotten off track in that we have just up and just did things without praying to the Lord. And it's amazing sometimes that how that some people, when you make them aware that how upset some of them get. But if we want to get it right, if we want to do it right, we have to follow that concept. Thank you, Jesus. So, I want to say unto those of you who are listening, at 7 o'clock, I'm continuing on in the series about adultery. It's Adultery Part 3. It is serious. The Lord brought that to me to reiterate to those who are listening the seriousness of adultery. Many think that it is nothing. Many have joked about it. Many have become careless in their acting on it and acting in it. And I'm here to let people know the seriousness of it and to warn them, because this is the time where there's going to be reaping from the seed of sowing adultery. And it will be to those who will even contemplate doing it that it would turn them away from committing such an act, because God wants you to know that you're going to reap behind it. You're going to reap. And for those that are listening who've been doing it for a while and you say, hey, ain't nothing happened to me yet, rest assured, just as sure as you put seeds in the ground and make a garden, your crop going to come up. Rest assured, your crop is going to come up. One thing about it, that when you're planting a garden, you don't know exactly what day the crop coming up, but you look for it to come up, and it does. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you that if your mentality is that you're doing it, been doing it, ain't nothing happening, understand this. Your payback is going to come at a time that you know not. Hallelujah. So, thank God for all of you that have been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. The Lord say the same. I will see you at 7 o'clock. God bless.